Curtis Hertel Jr., he's the Ingham County Register of Deeds. He's going to be sending an open letter to the Attorney General asking him not to sign on any national settlement that would give banks criminal immunity from prosecution. Now, the 50-state settlement on illegal foreclosure practices may be coming out as soon as Friday. And Curtis is on the other end of our line. Good morning, Curtis.
Good morning, Tony.
Tell us about this story.
Yesterday, I hand-delivered a letter to Attorney General Bill Schuette. And the reason I'm concerned is that there's been this 50-state settlement talking with the different attorney generals across the country, the federal government, and the banks. And they've all been discussing this for the last year, really. And throughout the entire process, we found out more and more illegal practices by the banks. And I still don't think we're done uncovering a lot of the illegal practices. My understanding is that part of the negotiation of that settlement is immunity from criminal charges for robo-signing and illegal mortgage activities. All I'm saying is that our Attorney General should not sign on to that. And the reason is because we have current criminal investigations going on, including criminal investigations from his office. So when you have those kind of investigations going on, to end them for a civil penalty just lets them buy their way out of it, and that's not right.
How many cases are affected in Ingham County?
We've referred thousands of documents to the Attorney General's office, but specifically DocX, which is the big Linda Green company, the biggest robo-signing company in the country is actually included in the settlement. And so we have hundreds of those. And it's interesting to note that the parent company of DocX that's under investigation actually sent a letter, two emails to the Florida Attorney General's office asking them to ask Michigan to drop the criminal charges because it's affecting their stock price. Now, I don't understand why the Florida Attorney General's office has any interest in the stock price of LPS. It seems like an odd request for them to make. But it just further shows why the criminal investigation is important, because that's what's actually scaring these people. They can pay a fine. They don't worry about those things. In fact, most of this fine will never come to the actual state. It'll be given to homeowners in terms of modifications, which is great, but they're the ones making the decisions then. We'll never have control of any of this money. So they're not worried about that. What they're worried about is criminal liability, because they broke the law. And they should be worried, and we should keep them worried.
How was this received by the Attorney General, and did you get an indication on which direction he might go?
I haven't heard back. My message to them is, when I have talked to them, is they can be a hero on this. They can stand up for the average citizen who just wants to be treated the same as these banks are. We always talk about how we need to be fair, and in this situation, the banks are acting like they're above the law. If you or I, Tony, use forgery and fraud to take someone else's property, we would go to jail. They wouldn't say, "Hey, could you pay a little bit of money and get out of this?" That's what the banks are asking for, and it's unconscionable they're even asking for it. And to think that we're going to sign on to it would just be a mess. There could be a settlement without this, and that would be fine, and that would be a good thing. But any settlement that actually includes criminal immunity, I think, is a huge problem.
J.P. Morgan Chase and Company, Citigroup are among some of the big companies that have as much as $25 billion involved in this. We could say, Curtis, hey, let's slap them on the hands, let's get the money back, and let's move forward and investigate perhaps more serious crime.
Well, I don't think that there's a more serious crime than what's been committed against this country. I mean, we're talking about a conspiracy that has gone up to the highest levels of these banks and has led to a crisis. I mean, we're not just talking about the robo signing part of that. I mean, all of the attempts to get people loans that they actually couldn't afford. The entire system is broken. And if we slap these people on the wrist, what's going to happen is it's going to happen again, because they will know that when they're in trouble, they get to buy their way out of it. So I don't believe that it's not a serious crime, and I don't believe they should be able to buy their way out of crime either.
Now, Curtis, are you sure you're not a little bit late in this? Because all 50 states that announced the investigation have grouped together, if you will, and by grouping I mean state attorney general and federal officials, to negotiate terms of the proposed settlement. As a matter of fact, the North Carolina Commissioner of Banks is going to serve to monitor to ensure that the banks comply with the terms of the settlement. So it seems like this is a done deal.
Each individual attorney general has an opportunity to decide what they want to sign on, and if they sign on, they are agreeing to the terms of the settlement. So they have to February 3rd to do so. I can tell you that the Delaware Attorney General, Beau Biden, talked about not signing on. I believe he's already removed himself from the actual negotiations. California Attorney General is still trying to decide what they're doing. The Nevada Attorney General put out a letter yesterday asking a lot of questions about what exactly would the details of the settlement mean. So I don't think it's as a done deal as you're saying, Tony. I mean, I think that there's a lot of people who would like us to believe that. But the reality is that there's an opportunity here to thoughtfully go through the process and decide whether we want to give immunity to these banks. And, you know, they can have a settlement without giving immunity. And I think if they can do that, that's great.
Curtis, I've got about a minute left. Two questions for you. Number one, is the foreclosure rate in Ingham County continuing to decline? And are people buying up those homes that are available?
The foreclosure rate is continuing to decline. And in general, housing sales are slightly up across the county, and the median home price is slightly going upward. I'd say one of the biggest issues we have is a lot of these properties that the banks have purchased are just sitting there. They're not even on the market quite often. And I think a large part of that is because there are speculation that if you hold the house long enough that the housing market will recover. So we do have a lot of vacant properties because of that.
Curtis Hertel Jr. is the Ingham County Register of Deeds. Thanks, Curtis.
Thank you, Tony.